Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're rejoining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I so love talking to nerds, and I mean that with a lot of love and respect. Big, big thank you to the professor from UW-Madison, who was just a recipient of their MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant, Angel Adames Corraliza. Thank you so much for making us all a little bit smarter. Suffice it to say, it should be a nonpartisan thing to fund good research at the university level. It should be a nonpartisan thing that you can't use the IRS to target your political enemies. It should be a nonpartisan thing that we probably should be spending more money studying climate and meteorology and not less. But, you know, so much for common sense. Listen, Donald Trump, in his campaign and in his inaugural address, constantly uses this phrase, this claim that he puts America first. He said this in his second inaugural address back in January. During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first. That's not true. What he should have said is, I will put myself and my interests first, and I will break my oath to uphold and defend the Constitution every day. That would have been more accurate, but that's what he said. And so when you talk to small business owners and farmers about what the Donald Trump tariff terror taco nonsense is doing to them, it's not good. And farmers don't want bailouts. They just want to sell their crops. So the Trump administration has just pledged $20 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars, in other words, reached into your pocket, took some of the money that you made, and is now just giving it to Argentina. We can get into the whys in a moment, but I wanted to take a breath because, again, here's what he said. During every single day of the Trump administration, I will, very simply, put America first. So a reporter on Air Force One asked him about that and the $20 billion boondoggle giveaway to Argentina. And listen to how he responds.
The question is, what do you have to say to U.S. farmers who feel that the deal is benefiting Argentina more than it is them,
Argentina's fighting for its life, young lady. You don't know anything about it. They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means? They have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina. I think he's trying to do the best he can. But don't make it sound like they're doing great. They are dying. All right? They're dying.
Young lady, you don't know anything about it. I'm trying to save them. I like their president. By the way, their president is kind of like a wannabe Trump. The next time some conservative calls me up on the horn and starts deflecting or disrespecting or disinforming, I'm going to be like, young man, because they're always men. Young man, you don't know anything about it. And see how that lands. If I can't say that to a caller, why does the president of the United States get to address a reporter who's asking a completely legitimate question that way? And make note, it's always I. And in addition, I think there might be a few other countries, Ukraine, where people are dying and fighting for their lives. If that's the decision rule, where are the Tomahawk missiles, Mr. President? Where's the massive aid package to Ukraine? It has nothing to do with the plight of Argentinians. It has everything to do with billionaire hedge funds who got over-levered into Argentina and now are standing to lose billions there unless the U.S. comes and props up the Argentinian currency. That's what it's about. It is only and ever about the freaking money and the billionaires. So he's taking out of your pocket to prop up the Argentinian currency to benefit the billionaire bro club. That's what's going on here. I just... By the way, again, this is according to reporting by the New York Times. Last week, when Mr. Trump met with Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, to discuss the financial package that the Treasury Department has proposed, the president sounded a different tune. Just helping a great philosophy take over a great country, Trump said. Should we parse that a wee bit together, shall we? Just helping a great philosophy take over a great country. What great philosophy is this? Oh, by the way, this guy, Javier Milei, or Milei, he's a Trump ally and a very, very, very far right kind of alt-right conservative. So let's get this straight. I'm helping an alt-right Argentinian conservative birthed in my own image, quote, take over. It's weird what comes flying out of his mouth, isn't it? Like, oh gosh, he doesn't mean take over. There's supposed to be a debate. Yes, he means take over, because guess what he's doing here, folks? Taking over, violating the Constitution every day. Take over a great country. Then he went on to this insightful, like uber intelligent breakdown of the delicate economic situation that's been plaguing Argentina for what? Oh, by the way, decades. Argentina is one of the most beautiful countries that I've ever seen. And we want to see it succeed. Very simple. Very simple. It's my beautiful country. Again, if this is the decision line or the decision rule, there's beautiful countries all over the place. Note what he's not talking about. He's not talking about what's wrong with the peso. The day after this meeting, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent doubled down on the administration's commitment to Argentina, which is heavily indebted, perennially troubled. This has been going on with the Argentinian peso, again, for decades. It goes back to the time that I was in graduate school in the late 90s. And why would we care about the Argentinian peso? To put this in perspective, the U.S. exported a measly $16.5 billion worth of goods and services to Argentina. We're just going to give them $20 billion. They can just buy our goods back from us. We'll just give them 20 bills. That's fine. $16.5 billion exported to Argentina last year, compared to $384 billion with Mexico and $80 billion with Brazil. And then Scott Bessent says, actually, he's cooking up an additional $20 billion, so $40 billion to Argentina. But this one is supposed to be financed by banks and investment funds rather than the U.S. taxpayer. But I want to just throw this out there for some debate and thinking. Banks and investment funds don't give money away for nothing. So, like, what's the collateral? Are they buying an interest in the Argentinian government? Are they buying pesos? Well, what happens if the peso continues in its free fall and inflation explodes and then, you know, goods disappear and there's bread lines and sort of riots in Argentina? How are they? Like, again, I don't know banks and investment funds, read hedge funds, to just give away billions of dollars. They usually want something in return. So I wonder if the U.S. banks and hedge funds additional $20 billion in investment, air quotes, I don't know what they're investing in, announced by Treasury Secretary Bessent. I wonder if that goes completely south. In other words, it blows up, it doesn't stop the Argentinian peso's free fall. I wonder if the Trump administration might again help out the billionaire boys club. I'm just asking questions here. By the way, the president of Argentina has appeared at CPAC. The Conservative Political Action Committee, like annual, their big annual jamboree. This is the guy that gave the chainsaw to billionaire bro of billionaire bros, Elon Musk. It's this guy. By the way, I think Elon Musk and Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, are not on good terms. Not going well. Elon Musk, I think, just called him Sean Dummy instead of his name, Sean Duffy, just as a little aside. Here are some of the policies of the president of Argentina that ultimately has led their economy into a death spiral. See if any of this sounds familiar. Massive spending cuts across Argentina's federal government. Slashing public pensions, firing thousands of public sector workers, slashing programs that help folks in poverty or in need. Does any of that sound at all vaguely familiar? I don't know how to emphasize how incredibly foolhardy and stupid this is. And lest any conservative get on the phone and call me up about the investment that the Clinton administration made in Argentina back in 1995. Not in Argentina. It was to Mexico in 1995. It's because of the trading relationship with Mexico. It also went through a whole vetting process through the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Very different. It also involved the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund, back in 95. It's very different. Here's what the former chief economist at the IMF said about this boondoggle, this billionaire boys club giveaway funded by U.S. taxpayers that's ostensibly about helping this beautiful country, Argentina. Whether it's 20 billion, maybe it's 40 billion. Here's what he said, quote, "What's worrisome here is that Trump and Bessette are repeatedly saying that we will be there in Argentina for the long term and we will do whatever it takes. He is effectively saying to foreign investors, you will be able to get out whole. That means it's really 40 billion. That U.S. taxpayers are on the hook for. What an abomination. I've saved the best for last. We got a little shutdown update coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls as well. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, Argentina, that's where all the Nazis went after World War II. Just saying. Stay tuned, everybody.